In Lebanon, a coalition of parties backed by the United States has won the country's parliamentary elections. The losers have accepted the defeat. They are the so-called March 8th coalition, which includes the Syrian and Iranian-backed Hezbollah. Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah even congratulated the winners. Those winners are called the March 14th coalition, named after a massive demonstration in 2005 that led to the withdrawal of Syrian troops from Lebanon. From Beirut, Ben Gilbert reports their victory surprised many in Lebanon.
Fireworks and car horns, as supporters of the U.S.-backed March 14th movement rejoiced in their victory. Results showed March 14th politicians holding at least an 8-seat majority in parliament. The outcome defied pollsters' predictions. Majority Leader Saad Hariri struck a conciliatory note as he spoke to supporters early this morning. These elections have no winner or loser, because the only winner is democracy, and the biggest winner is Lebanon, Hariri said. Many voters around the country considered the vote to be a referendum on Hezbollah's powerful militia and the group's relationship to Iran and Syria. And it was in mainly Christian electoral stations, like in this tightly contested district called Zahle, where the vote was decided. The results seem to show that voters here weren't convinced by Hezbollah's argument that it needs its weapons to defend against Israeli aggression. They may have also been swayed by Hezbollah's violent takeover of West Beirut last year.
They are for Iran. They're working for Syria and Iran, the other side.
That's voter Rabia Shakia talking to the world. Switching into Arabic, he said, if the 8th of March wins, there will be a siege on Lebanon, like what happened in Gaza, because Hezbollah is a terrorist group and Iran is a terrorist country. March 8th voters, especially diehard supporters of Hezbollah, like Hussein Abbas from Beirut, say the election was all about Hezbollah's ability to defend Lebanon.
If they win, I will see.
We vote for the people who freed our country and are trying to free the remaining part. I support the weapons remaining with the resistance to fight Israel. When we can be sure the Israelis won't attack Lebanon, we'll give up our weapons, or talk about our weapons.
Today, Hezbollah Member of Parliament Mohammed Raad reportedly warned March 14th to, quote, not question Hezbollah's role as a resistance party, the legitimacy of our weapons arsenal, and the fact that Israel is an enemy state. Raad also said that unless March 14th changes its attitude, the crisis will continue. The daily Lebanese newspaper, Al Safir, probably echoed the thoughts of many Lebanese when it asked, should we already brace ourselves for a new political crisis? The biggest question is whether the March 14th coalition will offer Hezbollah's coalition a veto power in the cabinet. By midday today, March 14th members were quiet about their approach to Hezbollah in the new government. One important March 14th member, the Druze community leader Walid Jumblat, told Reuters he would support giving Hezbollah seats in the cabinet, but not veto power. March 14th parliamentary member Sitrita Jaja of the Lebanese Forces Party said the coalition needed time to figure out their new policy.
It's something that we should discuss with our partners in 14th March coalition. It hasn't been discussed yet. When it will be discussed, it will be open publicly.
Jaja added that her coalition should probably take a break for 24 hours before figuring out what to do next. She sounded as surprised as anyone else in Lebanon of her coalition's victory. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.